So I'm really pleased to see that the Jazzercise 2 instructors have hot-footed it here after having disasters with parking. Good afternoon, Tina.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon,
Dana.
Dana, I haven't met Dana before. I'm just going to put up your microphone. That would help. There you go. And good afternoon, Bronte, as well, properly. Now, Bronte's from EACH, yeah. The East Anglian Children's Hospices. And you do lots of events through the year, don't you?
Yes, we do.
And we'll talk about those a little bit more towards the end. But firstly, I want to talk about the Jazzercise event that's coming on Sunday.
Sunday. The 19th of January.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yes, Sunday. So anyone that thinks they're going to have a nice lay-in on Sunday, you've got something to do now on Sunday.
Absolutely.
So have you worked with EACH before?
Actually, I have. But before, it was actually known as EACH. Mm-hmm. Because the Milton Children's Hospital, which opened in 1989, I became aware of it through one of my students in St. Ives, who had a young daughter that was using the hospice. And it had only been open a year. This was in 1990. So September 1990, I did a workout in St. Ives at the Burgess Hall.
Wow.
And we raised a whopping £10,000.
That's a lot. And that's
and that was a few years ago.
I was going to say, that's...
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. You've kind of stunned me there. So... you are going to do an event on Sunday and it starts at...
Starts at 1 o'clock. The doors open at noon, 12 noon.
Okay.
And but the actual workout starts at 1 o'clock. And at that time, we're going to have a Latin Mania format, which is going to be a lot of fun. It'll bring the sunshine out for everybody.
Of course.
And then we're going to do a strength training for 45 minutes. And
so
then,
you've got an hour first.
Yes,
of
hour
the Latin.
First, then 45 minutes. Then at 3 o'clock, we're having the finale class, which is going to take, because we're also celebrating Jazzercise 50
years. We will talk
on.
About that as well, because
yes.
I'm fascinated
by
that.
So we're doing a finale class, which is going to be all of the routines from the past.
Brilliant. And for all of that, do you have to be a member of Jazzercise to come along?
No.
Brilliant.
Absolutely not.
Although there is a lot of people who do Jazzercise in this area, as I know. I used to do it myself.
You did.
And I loved it. And it's only because of the timing that I didn't do it. And now I'm a member of a gym, blah, blah, blah. But you cannot beat a workout to great music, can you?
Absolutely. And that's what keeps the people coming back. Yeah. And that's what makes them have fun.
Yeah. And it's all ages, all shapes and sizes, all fitness
ages,
levels,
all
isn't it?
All shapes and sizes. Fortunately, the fact that you did used to go to Jazzercise, you know exactly where we're coming from when we're saying. Mm-hmm. You come along, we motivate you to work at your best. And it's a self-paced program. So we will show you all levels of the, you know, the aerobic section. You know that yourself.
Yep.
But we encourage people to have fun, make friends.
Definitely. So, and through that, I've been on two of your conventions, I guess you call them, down in Wembley.
Fitness weekends,
which were absolutely fantastic. Come, go with friends, go and stay in a nice hotel, lovely food, and... do different workouts depending on what you want to do and see people from all over the country, all
Absolutely.
Over the world as well.
We used to bring in 500 people. I was the one that organised that whole thing. We started that 20 years ago. And we've never been struggled to get it to sell out.
No.
And it always did sell out. So
So going back to Sunday, because I'm going off the point because I'm just so excited. But on Sunday, you don't need... to be a member of Jazzercise, but how much is it to come in? Because obviously all the money's going
It's £20 for registration. So if they do actually show up on the day, they can. You don't have to pre-register. They can if they want, but they don't have to pre-register. They show up at noon or in between 12 and 1 o'clock and they pay £20.
And what sort of things they need to bring or wear?
They would need to bring a towel, sweat towel, exercise mat, and hand weights if they use hand weights and water.
Yeah. But you can do without the hand weights if you want to, can't you? You can just do everything without it.
It's always a choice.
Yeah, yeah. And so they can come with friends, you can come, and that's at St. Ives in the Burgess Hall.
At the Burgess Hall Conference Centre in St. Ives, yes.
And could you tell me, before we go on to more things about EACH, about this 50 years of Jazzercise? Because when I've been telling people that, they were saying, surely 50, it can't be 50 years old. So that's 1970. But I'm guessing... 69.
It was 50 years. We celebrated it all last year.
Oh, okay.
2019.
Okay. So remind me of the name of the lady that started it all.
Judy Shepherd Missit. She created Jazzercise and flagshipped it in October 1969 and has gone through the years. She started out just as a dance teacher And she used to have the parents, the mothers, waiting for their children. And they started asking her, could you put something together for us? But we don't want to be have the restriction of dance. We want our exercise, but it looks fun. So that's when she actually created Jazzercise, something for people, non-dancers, and not disciplined as dance. And that started in 69, and it just went from there. And it's all over the world now, and it's the largest international dance fitness class.
How many people are there in this area?
In this area, you're talking about instructors?
Well, both instructors. How many people enjoy it, perhaps?
Oh, my gosh. I think we've got to be talking from here to the Cambridge area. There's got at least 2,000-3,000 people between all of the classes.
Because if people want to get involved in Jazzercise after this event, how should they do that?
They can contact me.
And what's your address?
I'll give you my phone number. 01487-841-811.
And what about if they wanted to come? It's just Google Jazzercise on...
I think that would be the best way.
Jazzercise.co.uk and type in their postcode.
For some reason, your microphone's not working. Do you want to just hop on to with Tina?
You can visit jazzercise.co.uk and type in your postcode and you'll find your nearest class.
That's perfect. Okay, that's brilliant. And there was something else, but I will come back to that. Bronte, can you let me know about... So you're involved in this. Mm-hmm. Do you have any targets or do you not work like that for what
no,
you want
we
to...
No, we don't have targets. Obviously, it's best to raise as much as possible. But whatever the guys raise on Sunday is fantastic. And yeah.
Oh, one thing I did want to say is someone asked me, they said, oh, is it all jazz? They're very wrong. So just to let you know that Jazzercise is the name just because of... jazz hands, I guess.
Well, jazz dance movements, basic jazz dance movements is what it is, not jazz in the way of music. And a lot of people.
And so
do
people
think
said
that.
To me, "Oh, I would like quite like it, but I don't like
jazz music."
Yeah, well, this isn't. This is a whole blend of sort of
the choreography props. Is based on put together through basic jazz dance movements,
right? I never knew that. I always thought it was just because you did a lot of jazz hands.
That's a basic jazz dance movement.
of course. And a fantastic one as well.
I kind of refer to Jazzercise as your dance party workout.
Yes, definitely.
So it's very focused. We build in strength training for the overall total body workout.
Mm-hmm. And will you be doing some of the, taking some of the classes on Sunday?
Yes. So I'll be team teaching alongside a fabulous team. I think there's about 15 different instructors. That are going to, shake our things from the stage.
So you'll have a few of you up there doing it. And that's another thing, if people don't know, you do have people up on the stage doing all the movements for you so you can just follow them.
Absolutely. And we always face our customers.
Yeah.
So that it's easier for them to follow. And we work with microphones on our heads because this way we can get the instructions across to them very clearly and for safety.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people sometimes, isn't there? So it's quite good for being able to hear right from the back. So
Absolutely.
Some people don't like to come near the front, I know. There's always that big gap at the front sometimes for classes. So Bronte, tell me, as well as the event going on Sunday, mm-hmm. What else have you got going on in the next few weeks, months?
So last time I spoke to you last year, we actually spoke about our Huntington Bubble Rush.
Yes.
That will be happening again, and that's on the 7th of June, and tickets have gone live for that. We're also continuing that into Saffron Walden. So
getting the other side of the
Yeah, yeah.
Of
so
the
if
county.
Running through four arches of foamy bubbles is your thing, register online. It's a 5K. We're also doing a new event for each in Peterborough called Splash Out. That's going to be a 3K, so slightly shorter, and that will be going through obstacles in water.
Oh, that sounds, interesting. Could you let people know, do they just need to go to the Each website for that?
Yes, just pop onto the Each website, and all the details, timings, and how you book your tickets are there.
And the same thing, I've just gone on for this Jazzercise event, so anyone interested in the thing on Sunday, if you go to the each.org. UK mm-hmm. Just type in Jazzercise and it will come up.
Yes.
And it'll tell you all about anything that you might have missed for us talking today. Thank you so much, all three of you, for coming in. That's really interesting.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome, and I really look forward to hearing all about your workout on Sunday. It sounds brilliant. Thank you so much. I'm just going to go to the travel.
Cambridge 105 Radio.